This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in the Sefer Tzipi Sel Yeshua, but today I want to veer off to speak about an important episode in this week's Parsha that reflects on what we're learning. A friend of mine, Reb David Brownstein, sent me a letter from the Chafetz Chaim, where the Chafetz Chaim talks about an important episode in this week's Parsha, and how what occurred in this week's Parsha is really very telling in terms of how we need to anticipate and await, and what our attitude should be toward the coming of Mashiach. Let me see if I could pull this up here. Here, I have it on the screen for you. Here we go. Here's the letter of the Chafetz Chaim. I have it. You have it on the screen. You should be able to read it. And I want to read it with you. It's about the story of when the Ribbono Shel sends the Malachim to Avram Avinu. And the Torah says that the Malachim were Mavasar Sarah, that this time next year she'll be holding a child. And the Torah tells us the whole story in very great detail. And Sarah's reaction is, she laughs. She says, I'm already worn out. I'm an old lady. My husband is old. She believes. She doesn't believe. She's mesupik. You know, she doesn't really think it's going to happen. She's mamenas v'ena mamenas, says the Chafetz Chaim. Could it be that after really, she's old and wrinkled. She didn't have a cycle anymore. Avraham was toichen me'enoi poilet. How is it possible that she can have a child? And the Torah says that Hashem says, Avram, why the lady laugh? She said, Ha'af amnam eileid. Ha'ipoli me Hashem davar. Hashem had tainus on her. Hashem said, she doesn't have enough emuna. And in the end, Hashem fulfilled his words to the Malach, that shayv ashav eilecha. And Avram reprimands Sarah. He says, Sarah, why do you laugh? He said, no, I didn't laugh. He said, no, you laughed. You did laugh. You should know for sure. I know you laughed. Don't try to hide it from me, Avram says. She says, no, I didn't really laugh. No, I was smirking at something else. Somebody made a joke. No, you laughed at the word of God. And that's the story in a nutshell. It says, Chafetz Chaim, v'chasher hisbainanti heite v'parsha zu kashali tuva. I contemplated greatly about this episode, and I was very bothered. Hine yadua l'kol, everybody knows, ki kol teva v'teva me'i tarasenu ha'kdoisha kedushasa gedoyla l'ma'id. Everyone knows the holiness of the Torah is very great. Ad ein shir v'erach, there's no estimation. Ein ois v'teva mitoyra ha'kdoisha sh'tei yisera, there's not an extra letter or word. Kulan menuyois usfurois me'akadosh baruch, they're all counted. They're all listed. V'alkein l'chara yipale. It's a wonder. Lama la Torasenu akdosha laharich kol kach b'sipor zeh. Why did Torah speak at such great length? Just say, angels came to Avram and Sarah, and they said, you're having a kid. And Avram said, that's wonderful. Have a nice day. What do I need? Sarah laughed. And Hashem said, why'd she laugh? And Avram says, why'd you laugh? And she said, no, I didn't laugh. And Avram said, you did laugh. What's that? We need to speak about the gnus of Sarah. We have nothing better to do than to speak about the disparagement of Sarah Imenu. To say she was miktane amana. She didn't believe the words of the Malach. And what's the whole dispute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Avraham? Hashem said, you know, she laughed. And she said, no, I didn't laugh. Ma'oid, ma'oid, kasha lahavin adavra kapshuta. It's very difficult to understand the story simply. Says the Chafetz Chaim ve'amarti bevaday eze inyan gadol nirmar v'parashazu. There must be a great secret here. Ad sheheir Hashem einai levayir ho'inyan hazeh. Until the Almighty illuminated my eyes to explain this subject. V'zeh heicheli be'ezras Hashem yizbarach. This I began with the help of the Almighty. You know what? Our sages tell us, says the Chafetz Chaim, this is one of the letters of the Chafetz Chaim. Agadoy sumamorei Chafetz Chaim, Maimer Chaf. Masei avoy simalabanim. The actions of our forefathers are a portent to their children. Matzinu shekama she'irol avoyseinu irolan. We find whatever happened to our forefathers happens to us. Says the Chafetz Chaim, in my humble opinion, this also happens to us. This story is a reference to the footsteps of Mashiach. When the time will come that Hashem will reveal Himself in the world through the coming of Mashiach, at that time, certainly there will be great people. And those great people, you should know, who will be in the times of the coming of Mashiach, are in place of the prophets. They are the prophets. The Chachamim, the Chachmei Yisrael in the end of days, are the prophets that we have. And they will encourage Klal Yisrael, strengthen your emunah, do tshuva. You'll only be redeemed if you do tshuva. Like Chazal say, kolu kol hakitzin, all the dates, they're done already. In other words, the Rambam told us when Mashiach is coming, we're many hundreds of years later. Reb Sadia Gaon, Rishonim, Achronim, I could tell you a dozen Gedolim who predicted when Mashiach will come. They're all past. Ein hadavar tolei ela b'tshuva. And these chachamim will inspire the Jewish people. They will arouse the Jewish people, and they'll say, "Prepare yourselves in order to be mekabel pnei Mashiach." Says the Torah, you should know when the chachamim come and say, "You know, Mashiach is around the corner." There will be people who are ketanei amana. They will not believe. They're going to say after 2,000 years, now it's coming. We've been crushed, we've been afflicted, we've tolerated all kinds of tragedy. Well, all of a sudden, what? Mashiach's going to come today? When? Mashiach's coming when? Now? Before the shir's over or after the shir's over? When's the Mashiach coming? Before Shabbos, after Shabbos? Come on. You know, it's a process. So they won't pay attention. Like we find in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. Lo yishamu el Moshe, mikoyt zarach, me'avoy dekasha. People are going to say, I can't, you know, Mashiach can't come, I'm too busy, I have to check out Yeshiva World News. You know, I'm too busy checking for the 50th time what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. People will be too busy. And they won't listen. So therefore the Torah says, Hashem is going to have tainas. He's going to say, "Hayipale me Hashem davar." Can anything be hidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning, well, you don't think I could do it? I don't have the ability to bring Mashiach right this moment, like Chazal say, "Hayoyim mekoylois sishmo." It's not beyond me. Says the Chafetz Chaim, our whole attitude toward Mashiach is alluded to in the story of Abraham and Sarah and the Malachim coming to tell them that they're going to have a child. So says the Torah, there's going to be a big debate when Mashiach comes. Everyone's going to say, of course, ani mamin be'emunah shlema b'vias ha-Mashiach. Of course, conceptually, theoretically, I believe there's a concept of Mashiach. And it could happen at any time, like we find by Mordechai and Esther, that in one day, all of a sudden, in one day, Haman's leading Mordechai through the streets, and he takes a misstep with Esther, and he's hanging the next day. So everybody believes it could come in a moment. But everybody says, you know, it's probably going to be in a couple more years. That's what most people think. It's probably going to be in a couple more years. You see, first, they're going to wipe out Hamas. Then the UN is going to condemn them. Then there's going to be a whole dispute and maybe a war. And approximately in 2.5 years, when's Mashiach coming? He's always coming in 2.5 years. That's what most people think. But not so fast. Yeah, but doesn't the Navi Malachi say, Pisaim yavoi el hechaloi ha'adoin asher atem evakshim? That the Master that you're seeking will come suddenly. What's going on Mashiach? It's going on the Malach Habris. Doesn't the pasuk say Hinei ba Amar Hashem? Doesn't the Gemara in Brachos say Eliyahu could fly in four jumpings? He could cover the whole world. So therefore, in everyone's mind, it should be 50-50 every single day. Maybe he's coming today. Every day, a person should wake up in the morning. Maybe it's coming today. 100%, at least 50-50. And by the way, this is a halacha l'maisa. The Gemara Paskin says, a Chafetz Chaim, that if somebody says, I'm a Nazir on the day Ben David comes, he cannot drink wine ever, because David might come any day besides Friday, because people are too busy making chalent. Can't come on Friday. That's why everyone has to make chalent, because if you're not making chalent, it's just, what are you doing? Mashiach's not coming anyway, so you might as well make the chalent. Okay. Therefore, every day a person should say, you know, he could come today. I have to wake up in the morning. I have to do tshuva. I have to be ready. I need to prepare myself to receive, to be makabel, pnei Mashiach tzidkenu. But let's look around. Let's take an honest look at ourselves. Did we prepare ourselves today for the coming of Mashiach? No. Did we do any hachana today for the coming of Mashiach? No. Many people, they went to the store and they shopped for 3.5 hours for just the right ingredients for their cholent, because they believe be'amunah shalema they're going to be making cholent on Friday. But what about Mashiach? What about the fact Mashiach might come today? No. So what does that say about us? That our belief in Mashiach, hu ketana lima'oid. You say, no, that's Lashon Hara. No, the Chafetz Chaim says it. If he says it, it's not Lashon Hara. It must be, says the Chafetz Chaim, our belief in Mashiach is very little, is very small. If we would have believed be'emuna gedoyla, so wouldn't we say it's 50-50? Says the Chafetz Chaim, every single word we say about Mashiach is superficial because we don't believe it. We talk about Mashiach. Here we get together every day at 4:30 and we talk about Mashiach. But we don't believe it, says the Chafetz Chaim. Because if we did, we would have woken up in the morning and we would have prepared ourselves. We would have got up in the morning, I connect myself today to Bina Ilah, to Tshuva. Because maybe Mashiach will come today, I don't want him to see my Chatan. This is what the Torah says. When Sarah said, no, I didn't laugh, I believed. Avram says, God says, you laughed. Sarah said, no, come on, I have emuna. No, says Avram, you don't really have emuna. You deep down, on some level, you laughed because you didn't have complete emuna. Says the Chafetz Chaim, was Sarah ever punished for not believing? Says the Chafetz Chaim, no, we don't find Sarah was ever punished. By the way, we have a shir, some Rishonim say she was punished. That's why she had the Akedah. She died from the Akedah. She believed the false report in the Akedah. But says the Chafetz Chaim, Pashta says she wasn't punished. You know why? Because her tzidkus protected her. But says the Chafetz Chaim, we don't believe and we don't have tzidkus. So we have nothing to protect us from our lack of emunah on the coming of Mashiach. Therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, Achai v'rei'ai. Are we doing the right thing? What's our matzav today? Klal Yisrael toivea b'yam shel tzoreis b'chal arotzes p'zorein. Klal Yisrael is submerged. We're drowning in tzoreis. Kedushas ha-Torah ha-Kedosha yoredes miyoyim liyoyim. The sanctity of the Torah plummets. Ba'oifen mavhil, in a frightening way. And from every direction they stand against us to destroy us. With frightening decrees that cut to the core of our existence. The new generation, says the Chafetz Chaim, is being brought up without any emuna. They don't believe in the Torah. The yesoidos of the Torah are like hefker. To who? To the majority of the Jewish people, and things haven't changed. And if things continue this way for a few more years, says the Chafetz Chaim, could we even continue to exist as a people? Says the Chafetz Chaim, logic dictates that it won't be long until Mashiach comes, because we're on such a low level. We can't remain this way. Says the Chafetz Chaim, ubiyadeinu lemaher hageula. It's within our capacity to hasten the redemption by doing tshuva. Let's read the final paragraph. V'al kein achai v'rei'ai. Therefore, my brothers and friends, hacharedim ledvar Hashem b'tayrasai, those who are agitated, those who have yiras shamayim for Hashem and the Torah, hadoyagim l'kiyam amenu v'tayrah, komish and naga yiras Hashem b'libay, anyone who the fear of God strikes their heart, umamin be'amun Hashem b'viyas HaMashiach, tzrichim anu b'chol oiz l'hochin etz asmenu. We need to prepare ourselves with all of our strength, l'biyas HaMashiach tzidkenu, for the coming of the redemption, kol echad kefi yecholtai, everyone according to their ability. Hein b'mikra, by learning chumash, hein b'mishnah, by learning mishnah, v'hein b'gemara, by learning gemara, kedei sheniska legula shleima, v'shenucha lekabel pnei ha-mashiach b'simcha, so we could receive Mashiach joyfully. Umi shelo yasam lev l'dvareinu eila, anyone who doesn't pay attention to these worlds, yeda be'atzmei ki b'navshehu, you should know this will cut straight to your soul. And you'll have to give an accounting. Because when Mashiach comes, he's going to know who prepared and who didn't prepare. And at least we'll be able to say, Mashiach, you know, we were very busy, but every day, at least a few times a week, we were learning Tzipisa LeYeshua. We tried. So at least once a day, you need to stop and pause and think, I'm doing tshuva to prepare myself for the coming of Mashiach. V'kama shehichin asad zetar ma'asim toivim. It's going to be clear when Mashiach comes. Who prepared themselves? Who prepared themselves by learning and doing good deeds? Umi loy heichin es atzmi l'biyosei. Because Mashiach's going to ask you, why'd you laugh? So I didn't laugh. I believed in Mashiach. Mashiach's going to say, loy ki tzachakt. Nah, you laughed. You didn't really think I was coming. But we're going to say, no, we didn't laugh. We were waiting for you. We waited every single day. Every day, we prepared ourselves. We did tshuva every single day because we wanted to be ready for you. B'chaleis yia b'gadecha levanim. This is our hachana. Mashiach is not going to say to us, loiki, we're going to learn the lesson from Sarah. Mashiach will not say to us, ki tzachak, you laugh. We didn't laugh. We're not going to laugh. We don't laugh. We know how yipale me Hashem davar. Pisoim yavoi ha'adoin asher atam mevakshim. He could come suddenly. Hareini nazir b'yom sheben David ba, asir b'yayin kol yamav. Every day, 50-50. 50-50. Some people says, when's Mashiach coming? Today. Maybe today. We're not laughing. Maybe today. Sheyavai v'mher v'yameinu. Thank you very much. Have a good day, everyone. We'll continue Bez Hashem next time. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.